out something for Spencer to come and do this for both of us.
Certainly. And, Spencer and I have done that many times over the years.
Okay,
so
okay.
We can definitely do it again. That's not a problem.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you. Thank you.
We do have one of the most aggressive CEOs.
Yes,
programs,
we do.
Right? So,
yeah, and we did.
But we can always use some help from Spencer.
Well, plus the Corps really didn't let us plant any this spring because of the work they were doing out there,
yeah.
Too. Fire department. I believe the chief had promised me earlier today that he would come and talk about rescue at the Rocks. And Andy, I know this came up again, but something we would like for you to check on for us. And that is, if we were to charge similar to what an ambulance service would charge for picking people up in an emergency situation and taking them somewhere and then sending them a bill for it, is there anything in the legislature or our relation with the legislature that would forbid us from doing that?
I don't think that it's forbidding, but I don't know if it is pleasing. The Rock situation, of course, it hasn't changed. It's still in Brunswick County. And we would have to check with them to make sure they have no objections, because it's their territory, not ours.
Okay.
Now, are you speaking about Zeke's Island?
Zeke's Island, yeah.
And really,
so
Ross, I need to get the map from the MPO because I believe it covers the whole wall there.
The Rocks at the end of Fort Buchanan to Zeke's Island on down to Brunswick County, mm-hmm. all the way to Ballhead.
One of the concerns we did have was that some of the signage down there not only maybe is not as good or specific as it should be about keeping people from playing on the rocks, but some of us have noticed that one of the signs is even turned so you can't even see it. And Nancy,
not that it would make a difference.
Yeah, and Nancy, would you mind contacting Paul or somebody down there and see if that's up to them to correct that, or?
No, it's the core. What I was told last time.
That's strictly the core.
Mm. Maybe that's why they told me what they told me.
That it's not
go
going to be corrected.
Yeah.
Would you mind calling Bob over at the core and find out what we need to do to get the signage down there corrected, because it's costing us time and money for our emergency people to go down there and pick people out of the drink and save their lives. And I will probably be visiting Brunswick County to see if we can maybe resolve some of this financially.
And for those of you that aren't aware really what's going on, it's not so much the actual emergencies. They're also a problem because we're supplying support for another jurisdiction. But that's not as serious a problem as it is the people that don't know the tides and walk across and get stuck on the other end of the island, and just so they can't get back at the time that they want to, they call 911 and we supply a ferry to go get them and bring them back.
Yes.
And we actually don't mind doing that either, but that's a service above and beyond an emergency service.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have our druthers, we'd hand them a copy of the tide tables and tell them, circle the number of the time that they could get back on the mainland if they wanted, but we don't have that option, so we bring them back.
And with a ferry bill.
Well, that's what the question to the attorney was, is it legal for us to bill or not?
And how do we determine what that number is?
And so Andy, I'll ask the mayor's question more directly. We would like a legal opinion on under what authority we could bill and what the council would have to do to allow that to happen.
Well, All right, I'll get it to you next meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Discussion and consideration, Public Works.
I do have one thing, since you asked me to be here.
It's because we like you, Sonny.
I want to talk about some street lights. As you know, that we have some new LED lights being put in through town. We got a call from Mrs. Avery, and she said that there had been a couple complaints about some of the LED lights being bright and some people wanting some shields or something to help out so their bedrooms aren't so bright at night they can't sleep. So what I did is I got in touch with David Mum, who is in charge of the change out that we're going from sodium to the LEDs, and asking specifically how many they've done work in, or they completed work in Rice Beach and Carolina Beach, and asking specifically how many they have changed out or put the
shields
on. He said he knew of two or three at Rice Beach, but none at Carolina Beach. And that if shields were going to be put in, then there would be a monthly charge on. I believe he told me $15, but I'm not sure if that's the right number or not. But there definitely is going to be a charge on those. So that's one of the things I want to talk about. How town council wanted to handle that, or how they wanted me to meet with these people that are, you know, have the problem, and how we're going to do that. Number two.
Could I interrupt you on
sure.
that, please?
Yes, ma'am. You're the mayor.
Since it's after 5, you probably missed the first one, but at 11 o'clock tonight on WECT, there will be a report on lights. First of all, on how wonderful Curie Beach is for putting the low sodium lights out at our park so they won't bother the turtles. I believe that's written up on one of our plaques out there. Okay, what a good job we did for that. The reporter also asked about the new LED lights because apparently there was a medical report that came out in the last few days saying that LED lights can be harmful because they are so bright, they keep you from sleeping and they can cause other difficulties. If we can find out what that site is, and I didn't have anything to write on, so I may have to call the guy back and find out exactly what the site is that says that, but I'm hoping we won't have to take that into consideration.
Okay, that was the next point I was going to make, was about our turtles.
Yeah.
We do have a list of approximately 30 plus, maybe one or two over 30, sodium-based lights that were put in or remain the same or whatever for the turtles. And there was donations given for those lights for people who did it. I have a copy of this. A copy was also sent. We had this discussion probably 6 or 8 months ago, maybe less than that, maybe more, I can't remember, about the turtle lights. But there was a list already sent to Mrs. Pollard there at the and so when we started talking about the shields, I asked him about the turtle lights, and which I noticed that some of them had already been changed out to the LEDs. He didn't know about the list. We sent him a copy of the list, and so that's where we're at. We don't know. I don't know what to tell him at this point to change them back to the sodium vapor or to leave the LEDs in. A little side note on that is that the sodium lights are going to be discontinued, and they're not going to be putting any more in. And maintenance-wise, it's going to be a problem in the future. So that's some other things we need. Also asking about the some turtle-friendly LEDs, and he said they didn't have anything like that at this point. Or he didn't, maybe he didn't say that turtle-friendly, but he just didn't have anything that was different than what they were putting in right now. So that's where I'm at. So I'm looking for council to give me something so I can work this thing out.
So, son, you said 15 a month.
Now,
for the shield.
That's
each shield.
I believe that's what the number was. I will find out for sure. Mr. Mumford's in on vacation right now, and that's who I've been talking to. So I will find out for sure.
Because that would be $180 a year for every shield.
Which would maybe be almost every light
well,
in
maybe,
camp.
Maybe we should, if people would like them, maybe we should make it an option. I don't know, I guess we
yeah,
need to talk about it.
Yeah, but it's on our bill.
I know.
So it'd be, you know, we
you
have to.
Can you build a town for
well,
yeah, or we
now,
could add it on their board.
Some of the people that's complaining, I'm not sure they're complaining about the turtle lights being
yeah.
changed out. These mm-hmm.
are,
you know,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I'd like us to also consider initially whether putting a shield on has a detrimental effect to the safety issue of what the light is.
Potentially.
For
lighting the yeah. area. Because, you know, the main reason for the lights, street lights, is safety. And if we're making dark a section that mm-hmm. would like to be lit, I think we need to have a talk with the people involved.
Well, you're right. It is its safety and its cost, right? And,
oh, everything's cost.
We are, in fact, doing all of the lights in town, with the exception of the sodium. Well, we'll figure that out, I guess.
Well, a lot of those have already been done, so we're doing all of them right now.
So,
yeah.
I mean, how many lights do we have, Sonny? Do you know?
God, I don't know.
just curious.
32.
While yeah. you're looking, Sonny, would the shields help the turtles any on the 30 that are need to be turtle friendly?
I would imagine that in some areas it would probably help, especially the closer you get to the ocean, the shields would probably direct it. I'm just guessing.
Right here.
Hundred twenty-six
lights.
126.
Okay.
How does it shield it? I mean, how does it, like a cone, or not like a bowl on one
don't
side of it?
Don't have a clue.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah, they've had those on the sodiums. It's just like the shield for
wow.
wherever
like
direction
bowl.
You want. Well, it doesn't do the whole thing.
Well,
it's directional.
Like a bowl on one side.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know how the old shields work on the sodium
right.
paper and some
that's
of the others, but on the new ones, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What they look like, but it's just something they attach to it that comes
why,
out.
Why do you have to pay monthly for that if it's attached?
I'm just telling you what he told me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, turtle lights would be $5,400, and if we shielded every light, it'd be $23,000
a month.
A year.
A year.
Is that a year or a month? So
a year.
A year.
It's $15
a month
per.
A month.
Yeah. Well, I took 50. No, 15 times 12 would be 180 a year.
Okay, 80. Times 124.
Yeah, times
okay.
124. So you get $23,000.
I don't know about changing them back if eventually sodium lights aren't going to be available and we don't have any way to replace them. Okay? If you wouldn't mind talk to him about shielding the turtle lights and really what the cost of that would be, or if Duke Power would just like to be turtle friendly and work with us on that, or whether or not they can
well,
even shield them.
I think that they would be willing to work with us since they already have the list and they've already changed them out. I think I'm just saying I think they'll probably work with us on that. But how about the shielding on the ones that are not the turtle lights? I mean, we have requests of.
I'm sorry, but I personally. And I have one right outside my bedroom window. I'm just going to have to close the blinds, that's all. So I don't see where we could begin to afford to pay for something like that. We'll just have to learn to get used to them. And like Jim pointed out, it's a safety issue. Our neighborhood now literally is so much safer because that one light covers almost the whole block.
Right.
And I don't see where we could begin to change those back and then not even have the sodiums available in the future and everything else. So
what I understand right now is we want to look at the turtle lights and possibly shade those the best we can to help the turtles come in. And then that's pretty much what we're looking as far as shelter.
That's right.
But in the meantime, what I would suggest is we talk to, if that doesn't work out, if the turtles don't, if the turtles start coming on the road or whatever, then what we need to do is probably keep in touch with them and talk to them about the possibility if there is anything, any type of light that they're working on or they're using somewhere else or whatever that we could possibly use on the LED type of light that would help us out on that. So I'll stay in touch with him on that.
That sounds perfect.
And if they could try the shields out this year and you ask the turtle people if they would be extra vigilant on it to see whether or not it really is, to see whether or not it really is a problem, because it's a problem when they hatch in August, September, and October more than anything else.
Arlen said give them little visors, is what he said.
It's a good
sleep mask. So yeah, a little sleep mask and whatever. Okay. That sounds good. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Discussion and consideration of old business. Arlen, you're up again with our proposed budget ordinance and fee schedule.
And I guess with that, there has been no changes, no revisions to the budget that was presented at the May 17th County Council meeting and was also covered during the public hearing. So there really is nothing right at this point to update more on that. It's just what the council wants to approve the budget as presented.
I make a motion we approve as presented.
I second.
Nancy, do we need to read the increases or as no, part of the? Okay, cool. They're good then.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Arnold.
Excellent job, Arnold.
Our architectural firms for our possible town hall expansion and new fire station, Mr. Dugan and Mr. Whitley. You'd like to report?
Yes, ma'am. We have had a ongoing proposal over the years for improvement of various sections of our town building, and we have a master plan that's been roughed in. Council has been put a notice out to architectural firms, and we got five firms, and in a meeting we eliminated two of them, and then we had a small subcommittee of Joe and Craig and myself that went around and inspected a number of buildings that the two firms had worked on, and then sat down and talked to the people that worked with the architectural firms to determine how they got along and whether everything worked out to their satisfaction and everything. And what we did, we visited the Fort Fisher Historic Site. We visited Havelock City Hall and also two fire stations in Havelock. We visited Wilmington Fire Station and also discussed with the chief that we were discussing it with the building of an additional fire station that had already been completed. We visited with the county fire chief on a station that was completed by one of the architectural firms, and we paid a visit to our 911 center that used one of our architectural firms also. And after going through that, I'll have Craig give a little address on the financial portion of the presentation that they gave to us before we decide what it is we're going to, we'll give our recommendation as to what council should do.
Okay. So I'm not Mr. Whitley. This is Mr. Whitley. So are you going to announce the firms that we're going to talk to?
Why don't you do that and all tell right. us about
okay.
their finances?
It's the only way I can get to the financial yeah. part of it anyway. Okay. We plan to invite two firms to have more in-depth discussion about their proposed offerings. In evaluating these visits, we looked for the best value. That does not mean it's the lowest cost for the proposal, but both of these firms were exceptional in their ability to hold budget and time. And that's saying something. Oakley Collier, their financial request is $28,500 for the requested services. Now, those requested services and the town scope of work are available on the website, or if you would speak to Nancy Avery, you could review that. 50% of that fee would be credited to the project fees if the project does move forward. So, $28,500, and if you actually make a project out of it, $14,250 would be applied to the cost of the project. So, that's not a bad rate. And the other group is Becker Morgan Group. They're a local group, I believe. $18,500 for the requested services. $500 reimbursable expenses for mileage, printing, etc. So they would be $19,000 as opposed to the other firm at $14,250. Both of these firms came for the pre-bid review, and I think, John, you were impressed with both, Oakley Collier and Becker Morgan. John took them through the walkthrough. So that is what we intend to do, so would you like to make a motion, Jim?
I'd like to make a motion that we call in Oakley Collier and the Becker Morgan Group for interviews, and based on the interviews and what we've already gathered, make a determination and pick an architectural firm.
That's in our July meeting, correct?
Please?
That come in our July meeting?
Whatever, I mean, because we've got the time since it's next budget cycle, so.
I'll second that.
Is everybody okay with the July meeting?
Nancy has a question.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you are going to specify the date.
Okay, we'll ask for July.
Will we interview them during the meeting or after the meeting, or since this is contractual, Mr. Attorney, is this considered a closed meeting? Okay. Do we want them to sit through our meeting and do it at the end, or have them?
That seems like punishment. We
yeah.
Could we have them before our regular
meeting? July 19th, correct?
Mm-hmm. Could we have them before?
Let's have it before. And that way, if we've got a schedule we have to meet, then it won't drag
down. We won't be here till 10, 12 o'clock.
We still might be.
If we give them 30 minutes each, if we did it at 5, then give us 30 minutes between the meetings for random.
Yeah, we can.
So say 5 o'clock?
And
can you make it?
Is that okay with you, Jess?
Okay. Yeah, the exception for the
okay.
Do you want to amend your motion to 5 o'clock?
What he said about 5 o'clock.
On July 19th?
On July 19th.
So
prior to the
meeting.
Special meeting
regular.
Before regular
okay.
meeting.
Okay.
It's just second.
Oh, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
And for those of you that maybe haven't attended many meetings, what this does is will cause us to pick an architectural firm that will design what we're looking for as far as a fire station and upgrades to other buildings that we have here in town. We will then determine, based on the price, what's doable and what's not. So this doesn't tie the town to any building contract to go forward with. This is just the first stage until we can get a decent price range for the work that we want done.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Okay. Commissioner Hagler's, our stormwater project.
Yes, ma'am. So, as council's aware, Beachwalk is working on repairing their pond. It took longer than they expected to get permits through the state. That's moved us into the busy time for public works. So our initial intentions was to do that work with town employees and town resources. But now that it's into the June, July time frame, Sonny doesn't feel that'll fit in with all the other work that he's got going on. He has a lot of other stormwater projects that he's working on, as the council's aware. So this is to let you know and request permission from council, or a vote from council, to authorize the public works director to contract resources not to exceed $32,000.
Was it 32 or 34? 32, I think you're right. 30.
Not to exceed $32,000 from the $32,000 from the stormwater fund to redirect water that currently goes to the ditch that the state no longer will allow us to do, and pipe it. All the water that comes from basically this area will flow through a pipe underground to the pond so that it's filtered before it goes back to the river. So that's part of their requirements for the permit. That's our property, so we have to fix it as part of their project because it was caught during the review for their project. So I make a motion we authorize Arlen to work with the public works director for the stormwater fund to support that work.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Do we have a new time schedule or anything on when this might start?
That's one of the problems that we're running into. I have about three different projects that I want to get started with. And if we get started, I don't want to have to stop to start this one. And so if I have a contractor already set up that he can go when the permit is issued within, say, a couple of 3 weeks, we can go ahead and knock it out. And I've been saying the whole time that they wouldn't have to wait for us, and I don't want them to wait for us. So that's one of the reasons I really would like to do this and get it done and get it out of the way before they start a lot of their work.
Is this the state permit we've been waiting for months?
I believe it is.
Yeah.
It's not our state permit. It's their.
Beachwalk.
Yes, it's Beachwalk permit. That's correct. I think, to be fair to the state, I think some of the issues was on their side, but I'm not positive. I'll reach out to them and ask and give the council an update to see if they have anything.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, discussion and consideration of new business. A plaque for WRAR, that is the Wilmington Regional Association of Realtors, for the new flagpole that they had installed in front of our community center, and all of the work they did out there for the landscaping in the parking lot, not just the 24 realtors that showed up in very chilly weather for several hours to do all of the planning, but they also paid for all of the plants that went out there, and it is looking absolutely beautiful. Asking if we could put a plaque, not on the flagpole, but near the flagpole, similar to what they have at the Arboretum for some of their plants and trees, or if you've seen them up here at the aquarium, those are a little huge, but something similar to that. I believe Nikki's checking on this to find out a good size and cost, but if we could have a plaque there recognizing them for the work they've done and their donation.
The donation, in my view, was significant time, the cost of the pole, installation of the pole. I would be, I think that it's a reasonable idea if we want to continue to see organizations donate and do things for the town. I think it's reasonable.
Okay. Anyone else? Do I hear a motion?
Make a motion.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I might point out, first of all, please go by there and check out how beautiful our community center looks. We do have the city or town flag flying on that flagpole because we do not have a light available to shine on there 24 hours a day. So that's why we have, although they did donate a U.S. flag to us that we may be able to use for other purposes. Okay, DOT grant application. This was an application to do the planning for our multipurpose path that was part of the Metropolitan Planning Organization regional bikeway and multipurpose paths in this four county area of the state, and was approved several years ago. And I decided to pursue it mainly talking to Sunny Point, because it, in the plan, it was to go from the Carolina Beach State Park all the way down to Joe Eakes Park. And of course that would be, even though it's on the area that DOT has, it would be on the Sunny Point property, and just received word earlier this afternoon that the powers that be with Matsu in their main office, the higher powers have said absolutely not. They will, as far as they know now, never allow us to have the bike path or multi-purpose path down Dow Road on either side of the road. In some ways, I'm relieved because we've been talking about this for several years, and nobody has ever even asked Sunny Point or Matsu if we could do this. And so finally, we have asked, and they have said no. So I don't know if we will be looking at any other alternatives or not. Our committee on bike paths will be looking at this for our possible long-term plan, but right now we will not have any kind of multi-purpose path down Dow Road. Thank you. Number three, proposed amendments to our personnel policy. Mr. Hagler, you and Nancy.
Let Nancy go first with all of them, since mine's the last one, I think.
Okay.
In your agenda packets, I have another copy, the final draft of the salary band compensation plan that we discussed at both budget sessions and another meeting after that. I'm asking council to approve that as the town's compensation plan effective July 1st. You also have some articles to the personnel policy, amendments to articles 2, 3, and 4 in the personnel policy that are laid back to the adoption of this compensation plan, and amend it so that we're in compliance. I gave this to you earlier this month to review, and I did hear some changes back from two commissioners that I've included in the pack also. I don't know if you want to vote to amend those tonight or if you need additional discussion time or work session.
As far as myself, had discussions with you over the language, and I'm ready.
Were the department at the department head meeting? I know you guys talked about it. Reviewed any inputs from the department heads?
I'm not receiving any inputs.
Okay. Did anybody else get any?
Yes, I reviewed the documents. Gave Nancy several changes, which she incorporated, and we discussed, negotiated. I'm ready. I think it's a fair document as it sits at this point. And I think, Jim, you said you were as well.
So I make a motion we approve the changes to articles two, three, and four as presented.
I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, David?
Yeah, so Article 5.
Excuse me, and adoption of the salary ban to compensation plan.
Make the motion we adopt the salary ban as presented.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, so Article 5 was the one that I had issues with. And so I sent a proposal to council, which is in here, although it's reading sideways. So I'm hoping it's the same as the Word document, Nancy, so I can read it from the Word document?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, because I can read that better. I can make it bigger, a lot easier. So this article deals with hiring relatives of town employees, department heads, and council. The original article prohibits that in all forms. So for me, as a grandson of a public works director and the son of the fire chief, I obviously had some issues when I read it initially. Also recognize we have brothers working in the police department, fire department right now, currently. I don't know that Sonny's dad worked at the same time as he did for the town, but your dad worked for the town, right? So the town has a huge history of relatives being employed. I do recognize the reason why the policy was written the way it was is because nepotism is a real issue. And so I went out and searched basically New York City Fire Department policies, as well as Princeton University and Ohio State University. And that's where this language comes from. So what I presented to council came from those three areas mostly. But basically, I just Googled it to look at what policies were out there. And so I'll read it. Sorry for my reading voice for anyone that doesn't like my high-pitched voice. But Section 5, Article 5, Section 5, Employment of Relatives. A, the town of Cary Beach encourages and stresses the importance of the recruitment, selection, and advancement of employees on the basis of demonstrated work, knowledge, skills, and abilities. If relatives meet the established requirements for full-time job vacancies based on their qualifications and performance, then they are eligible for employment with the town of Cary Beach with certain restrictions as stated in this section. Hiring within the same department normally is prohibited for individuals of the immediate family. Exceptions to this requirement will be reviewed and approved by the appropriate department head, personnel manager, and town council. So it requires the department head, the personnel manager, which is the town clerk for Cary Beach at this time, and the town council to approve. Additionally, to avoid a conflict of interest or an appearance of conflict of interest, all decisions regarding a direct benefit, examples include initial hire, rehire, promotion, salary, changes, performance appraisals, work assignments, or other working conditions for immediate family members within a department will be reviewed by the personnel manager and the council liaison for appropriateness and recorded in the employee's personnel file. So what this first section does, it says it's allowed, but puts in safeguards on who has to be involved in the decision process. The next section, B, the term defines what immediate family is. The term immediate family shall be defined as spouse, child, parent, brother, sister, grandparent, grandchild, guardian, various combinations of step, half, and in-law, and adopted relationships to the employee and others living in the same household. And that's no change from our current policy. C, the town also recognizes that the employment of any person into a full-time position who is an immediate family member of individuals holding the following positions, mayor, mayor pro tem, town council member, town attorney, or town department head, presents the potential of a conflict of interest or appearance of conflict of interest and require additional safeguards. All employment decisions regarding the immediate family of these elected officials and staff department heads requires. So in addition, if it's a department head or a council member's spouse, son, daughter, father, mother, immediate family, A, the approval by a majority vote of the council in an open meeting with the related member abstaining from the vote. So if it's a council member's relative, you have to abstain from the vote to hire them. If it's a department head, the approval in the same open meeting of all town department heads on the record, with the exception of the related department head, if it's a relationship, is a department head. So if a department head's child is trying to get hired by the town, the other department heads have to say yes as well. If a department is unable to attend, approval in writing of the hiring decision is sufficient. So if they can't come to that meeting, they can write and inform council they're approved. And then C, both conditions A and B above require majorities for the person in question to be employed. So it doesn't require unanimous department heads and unanimous council, but it requires majorities of both. And the reason I put that safeguard in that way is if you can't, if the a majority of the department heads or and a majority of the council don't agree, then it's probably not the right decision. And I think we would independently look at that. But that's only for department head and council members, immediate family. And that's consistent with what you see in New York Fire Department. And then D, should an immediate family member of an employee be elected to the Board of Commissioners, that commissioner will not be assigned as the liaison to the department in which the immediate family member is employed. Additionally, for personnel actions regarding that employee, which are specific to that employee, the commissioner is required to abstain from any council actions. And that's in line with what we do right now. So I'm not the fire department's liaison. And for stuff that happens, like today, during the evaluation, I didn't speak during the evaluation of the fire chief because he's my father. So that's the right thing to do, right? So it's consistent with what we've been doing. Finally, E, all applicants for employment with the town are required to disclose the names of relatives currently employed by the town, as indicated on the employment application. Failure of the employee to provide this information may be grounds for the termination of employment. So basically, if someone's related to someone that's already here, they have to tell us before we hire them so we can implement this policy.
Nancy, I gave you several changes. Was that not distributed to anybody, or those changes haven't been made? I gave them to you last Wednesday or Thursday.
To the amendments to the personnel policy?
Yes. Right here.
It was.
Then I read the one from the Word document because you said they were the same.
It's personnel officer, not personnel manager.
Hold on, let me look.
Also, do we have a personnel manager?
No, it's personnel officer.
Do we have a personnel officer?
I'll read it from. I apologize.
Don't read through that again. There were many misspellings, like a liaison and instead of referring to council, it referred to Board of Commissioners, so a lot of cleanup like that.
Okay.
But I had two comments. There was one of. Can you go back to your other woman?
Yeah,
maybe you can explain to it. Down toward the end.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
D.
D. Right here.
Yeah. Should have been my number. There was one. Go up some.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. B. Frankly, I found that really confusing.
Okay.
Did not understand exactly what you meant.
Okay.
And basically, I just asked if maybe you could rewrite that one because I didn't understand it.
We can rewrite it. That's fine.
Okay. And then the very last one, where you say that if an applicants are required to disclose the names, and if they don't, they'll be dismissed. How can you dismiss somebody if they haven't been hired?
So if they don't disclose it, and they get hired, and then
find
out
after that. Say in here. If they are hired, because this just says the applicant.
No, it says failure of the employee.
Yeah, but they're not an employee yet. They're an applicant. And there's nothing between being an applicant.
I understand. That's fine.
Or are you talking about the one who already is an employee?
No, I'm talking about the one who didn't disclose it.
Okay.
That's fine.
You just need an extra sentence in there where the applicant becomes an employee, and then the employee can be dismissed.
Okay, well, let me see if Nancy fixed it.
I didn't fix that part of the question.
Okay,
so
can we hold that on to the next meeting? I'm fine with that, and I'll work with Nancy to fix section 5. I'm fine if you want to hold it to the next meeting. Okay.
Could we?
Okay. Yes, we certainly can.
Thank you.
Then I will bring it back.
The agenda had already been
That's fine.
I'll make copies.
Nancy and I will work together to incorporate your changes and bring it back.
Okay. Thank
Commissioner
you.
Commissioner Hagler?
Yes, sir.
Early on, you listed all the people that could be relatives of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And right at the end of that, you said living in the same household.
Mm-hmm.
But you could have a son old enough to be in his own place. Is there a differentiation?
No, it says or, I think. Hold on. Let me look. That's in B.
Yeah, it's somewhere.
And others living in the same household. So, and I didn't change this one. This section's in there now. So basically it says that roommates potentially could be a problem, which I left it in there because that wasn't the part that really chapped me when
it
I got
it. It doesn't bother me either because I don't have any children. And I'm not an employee either.
And you don't have any roommates, right?
Yeah, you're okay. No.
Well, it could apply to me and Bob. So.
Yes, ma'am. I didn't change that section.
Yeah, because you could have a couple living together who aren't married, but they don't need to be applying for work under here, and we have a giant bug up here.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
No, that's not
nice. He's a small one.
You got a gavel. Go ahead. Okay.
Okay. Emerald Isle amicus brief. Yeah, let me read something to you first, because I talked to the town manager a couple of hours ago, and he said, and he says in this note to Nancy, the same thing he said later to me on the phone, we have received a great response from other oceanfront counties, and you received all the information about what this involves. Let's see, received a great response from other oceanfront counties and towns, with 14 of the 21 oceanfront towns have already signed on via their governing body approval. Most of these have pledged a 2,000 token contribution, with a few approving $1,000, which is Wrightsville Beach and Carolina Beach. Other governing bodies, along with the Oak Island, Ocean Isle Beach, and Sunset Beach, apparently all of them pledged 1,000 rather than 2,000. The other seven towns, including Curie Beach, have the issue scheduled for an upcoming board meeting. On the county side, Dare County has signed, and I believe the other seven have it scheduled for upcoming meetings. I have had a positive dialogue with just about every county and town this far, and I truly believe we'll ultimately have all eight counties and all 21 towns on board with us. We have retained two attorneys to draft the briefs. Ben Gollop is drafting one for the Northern Beach counties and towns, and Todd Rosseler? Is drafting one for the Southern Beach counties and towns. The contributing funds will be used to pay these two attorneys. If they have any money left over, we will reimburse everyone on a pro rata basis. We will simply sign Curie Beach onto the Southern brief and certainly provide your town attorney with a chance to review it. The case is critical for everyone in North Carolina who enjoys the beach but does not own oceanfront property. We feel good about the case, but if we lose, it will turn North Carolina law, tradition, and custom upside down. I believe he said that this is supposed to be taken to the North Carolina Supreme Court on the 27th of July. So I guess he's looking for any other approvals before then. Okay, Mr. Attorney, take it away.
The issue in the case, the main issue for us and surrounding communities, is that this gentleman who sued Emerald Isle is contesting the land from the berm to the high water mark that our Supreme Court many decades ago stated that that was land held in public trust so that the people of North Carolina could enjoy the beaches. this guy is trying to set that back, and we need to keep that from happening. I think that our appellate court, with these towns coming forth with a brief, will be probably very lenient, leaning towards the towns than this gentleman. So I think that $2,000 is what most of them are going in, if y'all want to do $1,000 or $2,000. I think it's something that we should join in to protect ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wasn't there a case 15, 20 years ago up around Kerala where somebody had tried to do the same thing?
Yes.
That ended up being positive for the state.
Well, what I need to do is I need to contact the gentleman and advise him. Kiri Beach is unique. It's probably like Carolina Beach. We have easements on our banks.
Correct.
And actually, our easements cannot be destroyed or taken away from us. That is recorded. Correct. So it's what we're protecting is from the edge to the eastern edge of the easement to the high water mark is what we're protecting.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Going forward.
Okay. Do I hear a motion supporting this?
$1,000 or $2,000? Yeah, maybe it would be consistent with the other locales.
Yeah.
I was thinking just
$1,000.
Is that what we're asking from Carolina?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
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 For sure.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and make the motion. I'll support
it. Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion that we approve $1,000 for the amicus brief, Nyes versus MOL, public prosecution.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
I will contact this gentleman offline and ask him for our action.
Okay. Do you have a copy of this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, mayor updates, and I will try to make this as quickly as possible. Went to the North Carolina League of Municipalities Town Hall Day. I was there from Kiri Beach. Tom Bridges was there from Carolina Beach. We got together with three of the people from the city of Wilmington and visited several legislators. I thought it was very successful. We had some excellent information provided to us, and we also had a briefing by Mr. Chung, who is the head of economic development office for the state, not the Department of Economic Development and Commerce or anything, but he does mainly marketing and all internationally and nationally for the state. And I won't get into a lot of all this that came out then. I'll be glad to talk to you individually. But one of the things we learned was we saw Catlin there, one of our congressmen, and of course he is not running for office this year, but he did say that the governor was appointing him to the Coastal Resources Commission, which I think is surprising, but an excellent, excellent move on the part of our governor. So that was good to learn. At the same time, on June the 1st, I attended the Southeastern, along with Craig, the Southeastern Economic Development Commission's annual meeting, and this was over in Elizabethtown. And Richard Burr was there speaking, and he was talking about economic development and bringing people and businesses and all to North Carolina, and how we are one of the I want to say top three destinations in the country for businesses and industry, yeah, coming here. And he talked about why, he listed some of the reasons why we, our community college system, people available here to go to work, and but the the last one he indicated that I was very, very pleased about was a destination, and that is destination for the people who work in those businesses and industries, places they can go to on vacation here in the state, things they can see, and how much tourism means to the economic development in North Carolina. I was so glad to hear him say that, and I would like to have a continued dialogue with our representatives to this commission and the staff on the commission to be sure that tourism stays in the forefront along with business and industry. And along with that, the North Carolina, New Hanover County commissioners met with representatives of our congressional delegation about a week after that, and had sort of a Beach 101 thing, and we had someone represented from each one of the beach towns there to talk to them. And again, I emphasized to them, I know all of us don't want one more meeting to go to, but I think it's very, very important that we stay involved with any economic development commission, anything going on along that front, especially in southeastern North Carolina, and we keep tourism in front of them as often as possible as something that helps our economy in this state and not just a form of recreation. Along with that, Leighton Betzall had announced, and you might even get to this too, that the state is doing an economic development study on the impact of tourism to economic development in North Carolina, so, and hopefully we'll have it done before the long session of the legislature, so we'll actually have some data to show what our impact really is, whether it's on federal or state or local taxes or jobs or whatever. I just think that's very, very, very important for us to continue to do. The other thing that came up that kind of bothered me, and maybe I'm just being paranoid here, but they talked about, I guess Keith Smith talked about the water bill that Carolina Beach is in there, and again they may have talked about this at the Ports and Water Committee meeting, that it looks like they will get their 3-year extension, and maybe their 15-year, you know, might actually become a reality. But throughout that, over and over and over again, it says Carolina Beach and vicinity. Nowhere does it say Curie Beach. And so I got Nancy to get me a copy of our agreement with the feds, and it says Curie Beach, and it says Carolina Beach South vicinity as part of our, what we do. That's where the Hanby Beach and part of Wilmington Beach comes in there. But it does say Curie Beach. I'm just very, very afraid that if the feds kind of screw this up and Carolina Beach does not get the extension they need and they end up out here in the cold not doing anything, they will take Carolina Beach and vicinity. And nothing in any of these documents I'm seeing says anything about Curie Beach. And I pointed this out to Keith Smith, who's our what is he up there in Congress now? Our lobbyist up there in Congress, unfortunately. He was writing it down that he needs to see to it that Curie Beach is constantly referred to, not just, not as part of Carolina Beach's vicinity, but as a separate entity that still has an MOU with the federal government that's supposed to go on for many years in the future, and that we don't accidentally get cut out of everything just because the wording is not correct. So that is something that I will personally stay up on, and if you're ever in a meeting where that happens, I hope you, all of you, will say something about it also. Thank you.
You don't trust government?
No comment. Yeah, I just think it's too easy, you know, with the slip of a pen, you accidentally reword something that could cause somebody else a problem, and I don't want that ever in the future to be a problem for us. Okay, anything at ports and water exciting?
No, you actually covered most of that. The only thing is that the state is putting up money to pay for the development.
Yeah.
Economic study,
yeah,
to determine what the value is of tourism in this area. That would be the only thing I'd add to that.
Yeah. Okay, any questions?
I would just encourage everybody in the audience, when they see Chief Cooper, to please thank him for the great job that he's done over the last 20 years, because it's been truly spectacular.
Yes.
And welcome Mr. Bowden.
Yes.
Chief Bowden.
Yes.
Because he's been here 16 years and he gets it.
Yeah. And please give him all your support.
Okay. Are we on Commissioner Adams' fan?
Oh. Okay.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I just wanted to make two comments on Commissioner Adams.
Oh, sir.
Just feedback to the town. We finally have the signed contract for the parking lot,
cool,
as written by our attorney. So the parking lot has been signed, and the first payment's been made. The other item I would like to bring up is the parking area at our
next to Big Daddy's.
No, it's the one next to
Public Works Building.
Public Works Building.
Thank
you. Thank you. Is that J?
H.
H. Okay. At 4th and H. We still have the complaint from the citizen that I did address, but there was some discussion about RV that is parked there and a boat that is parked there, and they're parked on our lots. And what I would like to ask is maybe if Commissioner Whitley would talk to John, our ordinance officer, and see if we can have maybe recommendations to action.
John Batson?
Yeah.
Ordinance officer.
Yeah, well, John Batson. You know.
First, Sonny, do you know if the RV or the boat belongs to any of our employees?
They don't.
Okay, thank you.
I'll speak with John tomorrow.
All right, thank you. That's it for me.
And it is okay for kids to play cornhole out there on our lot?
Yeah,
they're not kids, they're adults. I know who they are. I'll probably play cornhole there.
Okay. Do I have...
Make a motion, will you adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? See you next month.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sure sooner than that, right? Something will come up. Nancy, this is not charging, so it's getting ready to die.
Okay.
And it's got 14 updates, so...